somebody on Quora just asked, I was told that in Arabic you cannot start a word with an alif. How about Allah or the definite article, al?
I'm happy this question was asked because I was thinking of creating a podcast about this topic.
This is a very important question because students are often wondering where the alif went, where the hamza went. Arabic is largely phonetic, but this is a situation where you don't actually read what you see or you don't see what you read. So let's explain. Understanding this will help you understand Arabic better. Alif, when it's just an alif, is the long version of the short vowel a. It's pronounced a. Here's my answer. The word Allah and the definite article al don't start with an alif. They actually start with a hamza. The alif is only there to carry the hamza. That hamza is not usually written at the beginning of a word in these two cases. So there's your answer. And the next part of the question is, how about in dialects? Is it different? Well, it's the same in dialects. You cannot start a word with an alif. That alif is either there to carry a hamza or a madda or a wasla. If you want to know more about those, listen to other episodes on my podcast. In the meantime, here are some examples. Words starting with an alif hamza. Ana, I. Akala, he ate or to eat. Istiqlal, independence. Words starting with a madda. Akul, I eat. Amal, hopes. Asia, Asia. Words starting with a wasla. Wasla is used when an alif hamza is preceded by a word and there is no pause between the two words. As in these instances, fil bayt. If we pause between with these two words, we would say fi al bayt. If we were dictating, for example, fil bayt means that the alif of al bayt has changed from alif hamza to alif with a wasla over it. Fil bayt. Wastaqbala, and he received. Istaqbala becomes staqbala. The alif hamza is not there. It's an alif with a wasla, which means that the hamza is not pronounced and the alif is already not pronounced. It's only there to carry the wasla. So it's as if we didn't have an alif at all in terms of pronunciation. Wastaqbala, just as we saw in fil bayt. Ba'd anqilab, after a coup. So it's really two words here. Ba'da and then inqilab. If we paused between these two words, we would say ba'da inqilab. But we usually don't pause between these two words, so we say ba'd anqilab, after a coup. I hope this helps. Check out my books on Amazon. They make wonderful gifts.